This is JIS News. Coming up, new police commissioner to be appointed by September, foreign affairs minister to participate in CARICOM Turkey consultation meeting, and more than 1,000 talents discovered through JCDC's big stage. Details after the break.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which results in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
Now the news. Jamaica is to have a new commissioner of police within 2 months. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says he received a timeline from the Public Services Commission for the replacement of former Commissioner Owen Ellington, and the process is expected to be completed by the end of September.
First, the PSC will advertise publicly for the position starting this week. Second, during the month of August, applications will be received, reviewed, and shortlisted. Interviews of shortlisted applicants will commence. And finally, it is anticipated that the next commissioner will be appointed during the month of September.
The minister sought to reassure the public that national security will not be affected during the transition, noting that all categories of serious and violent crime are trending downwards. Mr. Bunting also called on the members of the constabulary force to stay focused and professional in the execution of their duties. The minister was addressing the House of Representatives Tuesday. Glenmore Hines will continue to act as Commissioner of Police until a new commissioner is appointed. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Senator A.J. Nicholson is leading Jamaica's delegation to the first CARICOM Turkey consultation and cooperation meeting. The meeting, to be held in Istanbul, Turkey, July 16 to 20, underscores the determination of CARICOM and Jamaica to strengthen ties of friendship and cooperation with new partners and emerging economies. During the visit, the minister and his CARICOM colleagues will hold talks with the Turkish foreign minister and other high-level officials on CARICOM-Turkey relations. This in the areas of economic cooperation and investment, environment and climate change, transportation and travel links between CARICOM and Turkey, as well as Turkish development assistance to CARICOM. Minister Nicholson will also hold bilateral discussions with his Turkish counterpart on a range of issues of mutual interest, including trade and investment and economic and technical cooperation. The minister will return to Jamaica July 22. Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says the recently opened cultural centre in Montego Bay, St. James, will help to boost tourist offerings in the parish. The cultural centre, formerly the Montego Bay Civic Centre, was renovated with support from the Tourism Enhancement Fund, St. James Parish Council, Tourism Product Development Company, Montego Bay Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and the Urban Development Corporation. Dr. McNeil says the TEF contributed some $109 million to the refurbishing of the center.
The Tourism Enhancement Fund has been dedicated to fulfilling its mission of promoting growth and development in the tourism sector. Recognizing that tourism does not exist in a vacuum, but is closely linked to various other sectors important to national development and improving the quality of life of Jamaica.
Minister McNeil was speaking at the recent opening ceremony for the Cultural Centre. The Cultural Centre houses an art gallery, museum and space for the performing arts, cafe, artisan village and gift shop. And the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, has discovered over 1,000 artistic persons during its The Big Stage community talent searches. The Big Stage is one of the redesigned programs of Jamaica Festival 2014 and seeks to showcase talents through community searches. JCDC Executive Director Delroy Gordon says community searches have been completed in all parishes and singers, dancers, DJs, magicians and acrobats discovered. Parish finals were held on Burke Road, Spanish Town, St. Catherine, and at the Village, Main Street, Clarendon, on Sunday, July 13.
At the parish finals, we have the top 25 that emerge from the community search, and the top two recommended to go to the national finals, which is going to be held on July 20 at the Rand Williams Entertainment Center.
The JCDC executive director was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.